This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
72 degrees and cloudy in Chapel Hill Carborough, 71 degrees in Hillsborough. Light rain now in Hillsborough as well as Cedar Grove. Parts of northern Carborough, northwestern Chapel Hill also are beginning to see some sprinkles as well. Expect to see a 70% chance of rain throughout the day with highs in the lower 80s. 7:07 is the time. I am not Ron Stutz. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for him this week as he takes some time off. He'll be back in this chair at this time next week. All will be well. Top story for today, as it has been all week long, has been the resignation of State Senator Ellie Kinnaird after 17 years on the job. She says she has a person in mind for who to fill her seat. That process already getting underway, but she is not naming any names, at least not yet. Yesterday, Kinnaird sat down with WCHL's Rand Northam on the afternoon news to talk about her vision for the next state senator and her plans for the voter ID project. That's going to take up her time now that she is no longer in the state senate. We've been playing the interview all morning long in six parts. Here now is part three of that conversation.
With the early voting being, you know, effectively reduced and the voting ID bill put into place, with those changes being made, obviously jobs are so important right now, and we're at a point in the nation where it's really hard to take off time to go to a poll on voting day. So early voting, a very important thing, to where, you know, maybe it is that you need that weekend day, that it is open that one weekend day to go to it. You know, speak to the effects of that too, to where if early voting is reduced and voting ID restrictions are put on, that people who really need to be at their job and filling that side of things really get hurt too.
Well, thanks to Josh Stein, our wonderful senator from Raleigh, he saw that a severe problem. So what he did was he said that you've got to all keep open the same number of hours. And since the days are reduced by a week, that means that they've got to have longer hours or more polling places. Mm-hmm. And so in some ways that may help the working people, and we're so grateful for him, because if they have to have the same number of hours, they may have to extend out into 8 o'clock at night or some, at some of these sites, or have more sites. So from that standpoint, we feel pretty confident in that. What has really affected the African-American population is they've gotten rid of straight party voting, and that is very serious. And our wonderful Senator Bryant showed during the debate, and this was entered into the record, charts that show that African-Americans overwhelmingly vote early voting and straight party voting. And, of course, they had those same data with them. They know what that was. So it has to look like a very obvious repression of voting, suppression of voting, the same they knew the data on students. And 500,000 more Democrats voted in the last election than Republicans. But what happened was the legislature was overwhelmingly elected. And, of course, that's because of redistricting. So once you got power, and of course what also happens is the money follows the power. And unfortunately the Koch brothers, who have billions, have a full-time lobbyist here, Americans for Prosperity. That lobbyist is there day in and day out. And of course he was working with all of these bills, along with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. They write the bills. And so what has changed, even though the people's voice has not changed, is of the structure, and it all comes down to money. And so we are very, very concerned that we have to get out there and raise money. I sent a letter out, raised about $10,000. And what's really sad is you no sooner get elected than you're starting to raise money for the next election. And then what's difficult about that is if you've got a House member or a Senate member, you've got a U.S. Senate member and a U.S. House member, and there's, for instance, a municipal election coming up. Everybody is asking for money. And I think that's going to sort of embitter the voter when they feel like really what they're doing is being milked for money, and they're not really feeling like they're participating if their voting has been cut back. And I think it's a very serious blow to democracy in North Carolina.
That was Ellie Kinnaird speaking yesterday with Rand Northam on the WCHL Afternoon News. following her announcement that she's stepping down from her seat in the state Senate representing District 23. Up until Monday, she'd held that seat for 17 years, moving on now to take on the voter ID project, registering everyone to vote and making sure they have ID in the wake of that new law signed into law last week by Governor Pat McCrory. You can hear the full interview with Ellie Kinnaird by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. You can do that right now. And throughout the morning news, we'll be playing that interview in six parts. We'll have part four coming up in the second half of this hour. That is not the only search going on for a replacement for someone who has stepped down. As the date for Orange County Manager's Frank Clifton resignation approaches, Barry Jacobs, the chair of the County Commissioners, says the board hopes to have a permanent county manager in place by late winter. But the search to find the next manager, if a consulting firm is used, can be an expensive process, costing upwards of $20,000. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the latest on this ongoing process.
Jacobs says the board plans to hire an interim director within the next 2 weeks if things go according to plan. He wouldn't specify if the board is promoting someone from within or bringing in an outside hire.
So that should at least get us through the period while we're searching with minimal disruption. So I feel confident that we can do this in an expeditious manner, but without having to feel the pressure to change regimes too quickly.
Clifton, who announced in June that he would step down on September 29th, was hired as the interim county manager in 2009 and was found through the Association of County Commissioners. He then applied for the permanent position, but had to go through the process of reapplying and competing with other applicants found through a consulting firm, the Mercer Group. The firm was used in the past two county manager searches in 2009 and in 2006 when Laura Blackman was hired following John Link's retirement after almost two decades of service, according to Donna Baker, clerk to the Board of County Commissioners. Baker says the cost of using the Mercer Group in 2009 cost somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000. Jacob says using a consulting firm is a hefty cost but can be worth it to find the best candidates.
So with me personally spending it, I would say it's very expensive. If it's the county spending $20,000 out of a $180 million budget, it's surprisingly inexpensive.
The Mercer Group was also used for the county attorney search in 2009. Jacob says Nicole Clark, the county's human resources director, solicited a number of firms for bids and has narrowed it down to five firms.
We have solicited proposals from consulting firms, and hopefully before the end of September we'll have somebody in place to begin working with us to flesh out the parameters of the search.
Jacob says it is too early in the process to say which firms the county is considering at this point. He adds that once the interim director is in place, should they decide to apply for the permanent position, they will have to compete against other candidates found through the consulting firm. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And as the Democratic Party in Orange and Chatham County search for the new state senator and county commissioner search for the new county manager, the search also continues for the next superintendent of the Orange County school system. Donna Coffey, chair of the Board of Education, said Dr. Del Burns has been named as the interim superintendent. That announcement made in July.
We needed to give ourselves enough time to get qualified applicants in and go through all of the resumes and look at them and choose who we wanted to interview.
Del Burns served as the superintendent for the Wake County Public School System from 2006 to 2010. Coffey says Burns will remain in the position until a permanent hire is found.
Our original schedule calls for us to name a superintendent in September, and we started the process in late July and are working through that right now.
Former Orange County School Superintendent Patrick Rhodes retired on June 30th. He held the position since 2007 and also worked as a school teacher or administrator in North Carolina for 30 years. WCHL News Time is 7:16. Time now for a first look at this hour at traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. And by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Now with your first look at traffic this hour, here is Rachel Nash. Good morning.
Good morning. No accidents to report at this time on NC54, 15501, or the Durham Freeway, or on I-40. But if you do see something anytime throughout your morning commute or during the day, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Moving right along to your weather report, this one brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great at Cruiser's, good to go. Right now we are looking at mostly cloudy skies throughout the triangle, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill Carborough, 71 degrees in Hillsborough, a little bit of light rain in parts of the western triangle, including Hillsborough, looks like northern Chapel Hill and northern Carborough as well, Saxavaha getting a little bit of rain as well as Mebane. Nothing too severe, just some light sprinkles here and there, but expect to see mostly cloudy skies all day with a 70% chance of rain all day long. Thunder showers possible later on this morning. That could continue into the afternoon. We'll have highs in the lower 80s. Overnight lows tonight getting down to around 70 degrees with a 50% chance of rain. Thunderstorms possible in the evening. Be on the lookout for that. And then tomorrow and Friday will end the week with a couple days of partly cloudy skies. 30 to 40% chance of afternoon rain. Those late afternoon showers and thunder showers could crop up from time to time in the next couple of days, but nothing too severe, it doesn't look like right now. And otherwise, we'll have decent weather. Highs both days will be in the upper 80s to end the week. Overnight lows in the upper mid to upper 60s. And then a beautiful weekend in store right now, according to the forecast at least. Partly to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday, with no rain in the forecast at all and highs in the lower to mid 80s. That's going to be the story for the beginning of next week as well. Looking ahead to the extended forecast, we've got mostly clear skies and highs in the mid 80s on Monday and Tuesday too. 7:19 is the time. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with more local news, plus WCHL Championship Sports, and our first look at Art Chansky's Sports Notebook that's on the way next in just a minute.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off. $20 for admission to their food truck rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Riding Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag, and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Aaron Keck back here in WCHL Studios after a quick break as promised. Filling in for Ron Stutz this week. Good to have been with you for the last 8 days or so, sitting here in Ron's place. He will be back in this chair on Monday, so tune in then to hear his voice once again. Until then, good to be with you all week long. As we have been reporting, our top story of today and all of this week has been the resignation of Ellie Kinnaird as state senator. We'll hear more of her conversation with Rand Northam later on this hour at 7:32, 12 minutes from now. Of course, Senator Kinnaird sat down with Rand Northam on the afternoon news yesterday for an extended conversation. We're playing that all through the morning news again today in six parts, but you can get the full interview right now by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. In other state-level news, the big salary the McCrory administration is paying one of the young Republicans who worked on his election campaign last year outpaces what private employers pay for similar work. This according to the AP. The $85,000 paid to top State Department of Health and Human Services spokesman Ricky Diaz exceeds the $56,000 average salary reported in a PR Week survey, so that controversy is still ongoing. And U.S. Representative Virginia Fox, Republican, and one of the leading candidates to challenge Kay Hagan for the U.S. Senate seat next year, no longer. She announced yesterday that she will not be running in the primary for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. That is a shakeup in that race. Public Policy Polling's Tom Jensen says with Fox out of the mix, the Republican nomination is even more up for grabs than it was before. Jensen says PPP consistently found in their monthly polls that Fox was the top choice for North Carolina Republicans to challenge the incumbent Senator Kay Hagan. Here's what he had to say.
I think the key number on our last poll is that 40% of Republican voters didn't know who they wanted their nominee to be. And with Virginia Fox, who was at the top of the heap, now not running, I could see that even being up to 50% of Republicans not knowing who they want when we do our September poll. So I think it's really wide open, and there's a lot of room for more candidates to get in this race.
And it was wide open to begin with. Jensen says a recent survey showed 18% of Republicans said Fox would have been their top choice as candidate, compared to just 9% for North Carolina Senate leader Phil Berger and Jim Kane, and 8% for House Speaker Tom Tillis. Of those who have already announced their candidacy, Jensen says a sleeper candidate may be Greg Brannon. He's a gynecologist from Cary with political roots in the Tea Party movement. Jensen says Brannon has support from the Ron Paul types. Direct quote. Jensen says voters have mixed feelings about Hagan, with only 42% approving and 41% disapproving, so she is vulnerable if a strong Republican should come along.
Even though you see Kay Hagan with pretty substantial leads over all these Republicans at this point, they do have a chance to make this a closer race as they become better known in the state over the next year and 3 months.
But they do need a candidate with name recognition. Fox was one of the few who had it. Hagan was first elected back in 2008, defeating then-incumbent Republican Elizabeth Dole in the general election. That, of course, was a very close race, too. 7:23 is the time. Time now for a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports, presented this hour by AT&T. Well, the Tar Heel baseball team has hired former UNC catcher and 2009 MLB draft pick Mark Fleury as an undergraduate assistant for the 2013-2014 school year. Carolina baseball coach Mike Fox made that announcement yesterday. In his junior season at UNC, Fleury carried a .309 batting average with 12 home runs and 60 RBIs. Cincinnati Reds picked him in the fourth round of the 2009 draft. Now coming back to Chapel Hill, Fox says he is excited about the new addition to his staff, and he says he thinks it's impressive that Fleury wants to come back and finish out his degree. In soccer news, three Tar Heels are up for the title of Best College Soccer Player of the 2013 season. The number one Carolina women's team has two senior representatives, Kelia Ojai and Crystal Dunn, named candidates for the prestigious Herman Trophy by the Missouri Athletic Club, or MAC for short. Dunn will be looking to grab the honor for the second year in a row. She received the award at the close of the Tar Heels national championship season last year. As for the men, junior Boyd Okwunu has been tabbed as the one to watch this 2013 campaign. Last year, Okwunu was a standout defender for a Carolina unit that surrendered a mere 7 goals all season. The Mack Herman Trophy is the highest individual award in college soccer. It's given annually to one male and one female athlete. The winners will be announced in January at the trophy presentation banquet at the Missouri Athletic Club in St. Louis. 7:25 is the time now. To keep things going with
our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Senseless acts of violence always remind me that it's just a game. This is Art Chansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. Whenever I read about or hear about violence touching the sports world, it kind of short-circuits my signals. Such news is not supposed to be on the sports pages or ESPN. Games are fun to play, watch, and fret over. But unless it's Duke Carolina basketball or State Carolina football, most of us know it's not a matter of life and death. News of riots at European soccer matches and drunk fans pounding on visitors wearing the jersey of opposing teams always make my heart sink. I still get nauseous when there is a report about how well a survivor of the Boston Marathon bombings is doing. That was a senseless act if I've ever seen one, literally. But what happened in a small Oklahoma town this week makes you want to go ahead and upchuck. Three teenage punks shot a 22-year-old college baseball player in the back because, quote-unquote, they were bored and decided that they wanted to kill somebody, just for fun. The punks were 15, 16, and 17 years old, just hanging out on a summer day in Duncan, Oklahoma. They saw a young man jog by and, according to a police report, called him the target they had hoped would come along on a boring day. They jumped into a car, followed the jogger to the outskirts of town, and shot him in the back. Witnesses tried to revive him before he died in their arms. Making it even worse, the victim had nothing to do with the killers or the town they were in or even the country he had come to from Australia. Christopher Lane was a catcher for East Central University in Ada, Oklahoma, about 85 miles away. Lane was visiting his girlfriend and her family in Duncan and went out for a morning run. He never made it back. "You want to get really sick?" One of the punks told the police that they shot Lane for the fun of it because they had nothing better to do. Sitting on the stoop of one of their houses, they saw Lane run by and said, "That's our man. Shoot him," and they would have a good laugh to break up their boredom. So they did, and now they can all be bored in prison for the rest of their punk lives. Lane's father said from Australia that there is no explaining the murder. It is heartless, and to try to understand it is a short way to insanity. Yep, this is our chance game. See ya.
This is Mark Brown of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPA and advisors. Running a business requires wearing a lot of hats. We can help you plan and run your business effectively, from buying a business to the legal and tax structure to setting up efficient accounting processes. We help guide you through any and all questions so you can concentrate on what matters most, your business.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
He scores! Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forslund, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off. $20 for admission to their food truck rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Riding Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Part four of Rand Northam's conversation with Ellie Kinnaird coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, it's time for another look at your weather report. This one brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch band, engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. 72 degrees and mostly cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. 71 degrees in Hillsboro. Lightly raining in Hillsboro right now and in parts of northern Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Saxapahaw getting a little bit of rain as well. All light rain. Expect to see that off and on for the rest of the day. 70% chance of rain today with possible thundershowers late morning and into the afternoon. Highs today will be in the lower 80s. Overnight lows tonight around 70 degrees with that chance of rain continuing in the evening. And then Thursday and Friday we'll have a couple decent days to end the week. Partly to mostly cloudy skies with a 30 to 40% chance of afternoon rain. Highs in the upper 80s. Beautiful weekend in store. Partly to mostly sunny skies on Saturday, Sunday. Highs in the lower to mid 80s.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor. It happens this morning. Fort Meade, Maryland. A military judge says she will sentence WikiLeaker Bradley Manning to his court-martial.
The Army private faces up to 90 years in prison for 20 offenses, including 6 violations of the Espionage Act. CBS News correspondent Marley Hall is there.
Manning's lawyer asked for a prison term no longer than 25 years. He says the private was suffering from mental health issues and was struggling with gender identity disorder. He even displayed a photo of Manning dressed as a woman. I was dealing with a lot of issues, Manning said. The issues are not an excuse for my actions. Prosecutors have asked for at least a 60-year prison term for the 25-year-old.
And from CBS News, senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
No matter what the sentence, Manning won't have to serve all of it. He will be eligible for parole, and he'll get credit for time served. The length of the sentence also likely won't impact the appeal, which surely will follow here, as defense attorneys try to chip away at their convictions.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
7:32 is the time here at WCHL Studios. I am not Ron Stutz. I'm Aaron Keck, filling in for him today and for the rest of this week. The top story of this week, of course, has been the announcement on Monday by State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, longtime State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, that she is stepping down effective immediately after 17 years on the job. She says she has a person in mind for who to fill her seat, but she's not naming any names. That process is already underway. Earlier this week, yesterday, in fact, Kinnaird sat down on the WCHL Afternoon News with Rand Northam to talk about her vision for the next senator and her plans for the voter ID project, which is what she's moving on to, plus commenting on the state of things in Raleigh. All morning long, we're playing that interview in 6 parts. Here now is part 4 of that conversation.
What you brought up yesterday was the absentee voting as well, whereas the Democratic votes weighs heavily on the voting ID or on the early voting, mm-hmm. but then the absentee voting is very heavily Republican. Is that right?
And guess what? You don't have to have a photo ID.
Right.
Not only do you not only have to have a photo ID, you just have 2 witnesses. They could be your mom and your dad and your brother and your son-in-law. It's very, very skewed.
And those witnesses are just by signature?
Yeah.
Right. So could be fraud. Could be voter fraud.
Could be voter fraud. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what's the big deal with a mother and a father or a brother and a sister, you know? I mean,
sure.
And so they could attest to anything. And you're exactly right. It could be fraudulent. Very serious. If you look at all of the aspects of the bill, every bit of it, it is such an obvious voter suppression. And all based on the idea that somehow there's fraud. Now, 71% of the people believe you should have a photo ID. We acknowledge that. But then when you combine that, when I spoke on the floor, I said, you know, there are 3 pages that deal with photo ID. And there are 53 pages that actually deal with everything else that have nothing to do with photo ID. And they couldn't answer the question, why are you doing that?
We're speaking with North Carolina former Senator Ellie Kinnaird here at WCHL live in the studio with us. Now, you were recently invited to Washington, D.C. I was speaking with you earlier about this. Tell me about that invitation and really coming out of the voter ID project, right?
It is, and I was very surprised. Of course, I was on the Rachel Maddow show because of this. But what was the surprise was I got a call from Jesse Jackson this morning, and that was something. So this has gone nationwide. People are really concerned, and of course, he's concerned with those issues anyway. So he invited me to Washington. Now, they were going to email me the information, but my email box is filled up. And so I have to go home and get through all of those emails so that one will come through. And then I'll find out. The 23rd is just a couple of days away. I'm not sure I want to. And my granddaughter's really excited. She's a poli-sci student over at State.
Wow.
But she said, Mom, I can't, or Grandma, I can't go because that's the first day of class and we're required to be there. Then she said, but it's a poli-sci class. Maybe my professor will let me go.
There you go.
So the 2 of us may be driving up to Washington, D.C. at 5:30 in the morning. And then I got a call from a New York radio station that I'm going to be on tomorrow morning at 6:30. It may be a black radio station. I don't know. I've never heard of it, of course. But the word is getting out, first of all, what we have done and what we can do to try to remedy that and turn this around.
So can you even, guess at how many phone calls you've gotten in the last 30 hours as far as, you know, from radio stations and newspapers and just citizens? Have you heard from a lot of citizens, too?
Well, I just took 24 off just now.
Wow.
But that doesn't count what came in at our office. I mean, I think I've talked to every local media. Oh, and I had Facing South, which is a wonderful publication. I guess it's mostly online now, that studies Southern issues. And all of our local stations and all of our local papers and TV, two TVs from Raleigh. I don't know how many phone calls we had yesterday because Kathy, my assistant, kept track of those. But I have, as I say, 150 emails.
Wow.
That I have to go home and try to work out.
Yeah, and so I'm guessing you can still get those phone calls from your former office, right? You can
get
that information from them.
Right, and I got many of them today that wanted to volunteer, and of course I'm adding those to our volunteer list.
That was former North Carolina State Senator Ellie Kinnaird speaking yesterday with Rand Northam on the afternoon news. You can hear the full interview right now by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. And, of course, stay tuned to WCHL's morning news throughout the rest of this morning. We're playing that interview in six parts. You'll hear parts 5 and 6 next hour at 8:06 and then again at 8:32. Turning now to our news around town, Chapel Hill Carver City school teachers filling their classrooms for another school year, and they are getting help from the community this week. Today and tomorrow, to be precise, 514 teachers will have the opportunity to take a $75 voucher through the East Chapel Hill Rotary Teacher Supply Store, an annual event dating back to 2008. The ribbon-cutting ceremony takes place today at 2 p.m. Doors will be open for teachers until 6, and then tomorrow the store will once again be open from 2 to 5. Nearly 2,000 teachers have participated in the teacher supply store since it began 5 years ago. Great cause. This year, first-year novice teachers, pre-K and kindergarten teachers, specialists such as ESL teachers, music, art, PE teachers, and more will be taking part. The first day of classes is this coming Monday, and of course it's estimated that teachers spend hundreds of dollars out of their own pockets on school supplies. Shouldn't have to, but as long as that's true, the teacher supply store is a great cause. For more information about it, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelboro.com. Researchers at UNC, meanwhile, cautioning you to be sure you get proper medical information and don't just rely on medical testimonials on the internet. Good advice anytime. Joseph Simons is a 2013 PhD in social psychology at UNC, and Melanie Green is an assistant professor of psychology at UNC's College of Arts and Sciences. Together, they have authored a paper called Distracted by Details, Narrative Influence Following Conflicting Stories. Ooh, that's a book, actually. In a release, Green says people often identify with others who they have something in common with, rather than stepping back and analyzing the information completely. She says it's important to have someone do that, especially with complex medical conditions and treatment options. For the full release from UNC, you can view this news around town story on our website, once again, chapelboro.com. Speaking of chapelboro.com, we've got Rachel Nash here in the studio to talk about what is new on the website. There is a lot. Good morning.
Good morning. Allison Carter of Mom in Chapel Hill has a new column up called 1550 Mom End of Summer Activities. Also,
1550 Mom?
1550 Mom.
That's awesome.
How about that?
I like that.
How about that play on words for you this morning? Jesse Ainsley has another well-written and compelling column up on McCrory and his take on the current legislature. And check out the latest gallery, Extraordinary Weddings from Susan Murray. Cool bridal show from the weekend to check out there.
All right, awesome. That's all on the website, chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for.
Yep.
And it's a extremely busy week, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you can also check out all the audio we have from Ellie Kinnaird. Mm-hmm. She stopped by yesterday and talked for a long time, said lots of good and interesting things. So all the audio from that is also up in the news category.
We were talking to Rand about this yesterday, that the entire news section on the front page of the website is just Ellie Kinnaird, Ellie Kinnaird, Ellie Kinnaird all the way down. We've got a whole bunch of other stories as well. Search for the county manager, search for the new superintendent
lots
of schools.
Lots of searches going
lots
on
Lots of
now.
searches is going on right now, yeah, and all of it just crammed into the this small little news section at the top, and it's all Ellie Kinnaird news this week, but there's so much more on the website to check out.
But Ellie Kinnaird, she's a showstopper, so.
She really is, yeah. All right, well, check out the website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And 7:41 is the time here at WCHL Studios. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the commentators. We will also have a gift card to give away. It's August Gift Card Mania Month. We've been doing this every day. When we come back after this break, we will give away another gift card to a favorite local restaurant, and we'll have the commentators. That's on the way next.
The Orange County Senior Centers will host a Medicare fraud event. The purpose is to help seniors to protect themselves from Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse. The event will take place on Wednesday, September 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill, followed by an afternoon session in Hillsboro at the Central Orange Senior Center from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. For more information, call the Senior Medicare Patrol at 877-996-2767.
Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance 400. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance Chevrolet. Never before have we sold 400 cars in the Auto Mall in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Many new Chevys have as low as 1.9% financing for up to 72 months. That's like free money. We have the full model lineup, all with huge reductions off of MSRP. So finding the right payment for your budget is really easy. Plus, we absolutely won't be undersold. We'll beat any deal from any Chevrolet dealer, period. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. If we sell 400 cars this month, every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a free weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of a vehicle to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! Performance Chevrolet 400, your opportunity to win.
Dealer retains rebates. Financing with approved credit. Exact make and model with identical equipment and features. Exceptions may apply. Performance reserves the right to purchase the competing dealer's vehicle. Applies only to new in-stock Chevrolet inventory. See dealer for details. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com. Performance Chevrolet is a Hendrick team member.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious, fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
7:43 is the time here at WCHL Studios. Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this week. August is here. It's been here for 3 weeks, and we are feeling generous. All month long here on the Morning News, we're giving away gift cards, one a day every weekday, to some of your favorite local restaurants, some of ours as well, including 411 West, Buns, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Mez, Page Road Grill, Spanky's, Squid's, and Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Amazing restaurants all, and you can win a gift card to one of those places. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry anytime during the month of August. I've got a glass jar here full of gift cards, and we're giving away one every day to a winner that we pick from the Facebook contest page. Today's winner is Earlene Birch of Carrboro. Congratulations to Earlene Birch, and you, Earlene, have won. Oh, this is a good one. $50 to 411 West. $50 gift card to you, Earlene, to 411 West. Still plenty of gift cards left in this glass bowl. You still have plenty of chances to win. Enter today and make sure you tune into the WCHL Morning News with me every day for the rest of the week, and then with Ron every day for the rest of the month. It is Gift Card Mania here on WCHL. 7:45 is the time. Time now for the commentators.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. As the high school and youth football seasons begin, players will be colliding at the line of scrimmage and tackling with forces that are literally brain scrambling and bone rattling. Given the growing evidence of the long-term harm of concussions, all the adults involved in the game, coaches, parents, boards of education, trainers, and doctors, should pause to ponder the ethics of what amounts to an experiment. Even with increasingly sophisticated diagnostic scans and other technologies, the fact is that we still know little about how these brain-scrambling collisions actually do their harm. We do know, however, with growing alarm, that over the long term, some number of concussions, is it 2, 5, 10, nobody yet knows, are associated with catastrophic outcomes. suicides, early dementia, and other evidence of brain damage should prompt us to ask about what amounts to this massive experiment. While some programs are underway to try to change some of the techniques in football to perhaps lessen the risk of head trauma, the fact remains that hundreds of thousands of boys are playing football, most of them without the possible benefits of these programs. These boys are unwitting participants in what is basically an experiment, as cases continue to mount and are studied in increasingly sophisticated ways. In most medical experiments, however, there are rigorous standards to inform participants of the risks and benefits, the requirement of informed consent, and procedures to monitor the outcomes. Not so in youth football. As the lights glow on Friday nights in Chapel Hill and Carrboro this fall, as the crowds cheer, we should be asking whether it is ethical to permit these risks of head injury to be taking place on the gridiron. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You fell in love with her on your first date. That dinner at the Greek restaurant that lasted for 3 hours. Your waiter could tell something special was happening. He kept smiling, bringing you water and coffee long after your plates had been cleared. And at the end of those 3 hours, well, this was way different from anything you'd ever felt before. She was different. At night's end, you wondered if she was the one for you. Today you know she is, and you realize that she's yours for the asking. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. When you are ready to ask her to share forever with you, come see us. We have the rings, from classics to contemporary, vintage to custom. We have the diamonds, from round to princess to cushion cut. And we will take the time you need to help you find the ring that is perfect for the asking. And then it's on to the moment that you have been imagining, and so has she. Grimble Jewelers, she's yours for the asking. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
For the past 40 years, Great Outdoor Provision Company has been North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert for hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fly fishing, and adventure travel. If you enjoy the outdoors, you'll want to join Great Outdoor Provision Company and the Banff film event, Radical Reels, at the Varsity Theater. Catch the best in high-adventure sports films on Thursday, September 5th. Tickets on sale and details at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
All right, 7:48 is the time. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with traffic, here's Rachel Nash.
Good morning. No accidents to report this morning on 15501 or 54, but if you're traveling on I-40 or on US 1, watch out. There's some crashes out there to look out for. On US 1 northbound at the I-40 intersection, there's a delay near that ramp, and then a disabled tractor trailer is blocking the right lane of 40 westbound at Highway 42 in Johnson County, causing some heavy delays. So just watch out if you're traveling on I-40 this morning.
All right. And if you're seeing anything we're not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call in the newsroom, 967-8363. You'll be back there taking calls.
Yep. Or you can reach us on Twitter, at WCHL.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this weather report is brought to you by Southern Season. Get a taste of tailgating this Saturday in the parking lot from 11 to 4 for delicious $1.50 sliders and special savings on deli sides at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Right now, mostly cloudy out there in much of the triangle. 72 degrees across the board in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Lightly raining right now in much of the southern part of Orange County. Hillsboro, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, all getting some light sprinkles through most of town. Well, we got a 70% chance of rain throughout the day today, so rain off and on throughout the day with thunderstorms possible in the late afternoon or late morning and throughout the afternoon. Highs today will be in the lower 80s. Overnight lows down around 70 tonight with that chance of rain continuing. And then a couple more days of partly to mostly cloudy skies to end the week tomorrow and Friday. Looking like pretty decent weather both days. Highs will be in the upper 80s, but we do have a 30 to 40% chance of rain late in the afternoon both days to be on the lookout for. Beautiful weekend in store, though. Partly to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday, with highs both days in the lower to mid 80s. WCHL time is 7:51, and that means it's time for my favorite time of the morning news, Wayne Pond's Word of the Day. And joining us now by phone, the loquacious Dr. Wayne Pond. Good morning.
Ooh, hey, you don't need to get ugly about it. Well, Aaron, you were unwise enough yesterday to admit that you were a member of the priesthood, which is to say an English major.
Yes.
So that set all sorts of perverse little wheels spinning.
Oh, God, this is not good.
When I reached the top entry here on the this week's top 40 words of the day, I really hit the jackpot. Here is the word of the day. You're going to love it. The word of the day is circumbendibus. Circumbendibus.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. C is in cat. C-I-R-C-U-M. B, now, B is in boy. B-E-N-D-I-B-U-S. Circumbendibus.
Circumbendibus. That is a bus route that just goes around and around and around.
Well, I'll tell you, your metaphor is all wrong, but your drift toward definition.
You know, the first word that I thought of when you said circumbendibus is Festivus from Seinfeld.
Well,
it's a circumflex for the rest of us.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. Circumbendibus, according to the wordsmith, is just a very fancy way of saying circumlocution.
All right.
And that exactly, you've got it, brother, just going round and round and round. In fact, the wordsmith here, usually stingy with details, but this morning he supplied us with no less a holy name than George Steiner. Does that ring a bell?
No, actually it doesn't.
Well, Google George Steiner. He's a literary critic.
Okay.
I guarantee you, brother, the Somonex Radio Network is right there at hand. Okay?
All right, I will. Of course, now I've got Seinfeld on the brain because, yeah, now I'm thinking of George Steinbrenner.
No. Other end of the universe.
All right, well, that's good.
Okay, pal, there's your word of the day. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you later. Circumbendibus is the word. C-I-R-C-U-M-B-E-N-D-I-B-U-S. It just means circumlocution, which is another word that's worth having on the word of the day. If you can remember the word, the spelling, and the definition, spelling could be tricky. It's a long word today. But if you can remember it all, give us a call in an hour. We'll give you a chance to call in and win a $10 gift card to Cruisers. That is Dr. Wayne Pond's word of the day, brought to you as always by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? 7:53 is the time. Time now for the clean joke of the day. And for that, as always, we turn to Ron Stutz.
This is 97.9 FM and WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz along with Lauren Stafford. Time now for the WCHL clean joke of the day.
Yes, it is.
All right.
That time of the day.
Let's hop right to it. What do you got?
All right. Can't start the day without a joke from Mae McClendon.
Oh, good.
And
we haven't heard from Mae in a while.
She sent us a pop quiz. So what I've decided...
So you're going to ask me the question?
Exactly. It's time for me to put you on the stand and pop quiz you.
All right. Let's see how it goes. I got a feeling I'm about to be embarrassed.
No, never. You? No. All right. Number one. Mm-hmm. How long did the Hundred Years' War last?
100 years?
The answer is 116 years.
Really?
From 1337 to 1453.
I never really thought about that.
Me neither.
Wow.
These actually got me as well, so don't feel too bad.
Okay.
Number two. Which country makes Panama hats?
Panama?
No. Ecuador.
Really?
Yes. And wow. You know me, I love my Panama hat.
Yeah, you wear hats all the time.
I do. I love them. Number three. From which animal do we get catgut? I didn't even know.
Cat?
No. Sheep and horses.
Well, one is called catgut.
I don't know.
It's
again,
not sheep gut or
who came
horse
up with
gut.
These? I know. They're not very clever. All right. Number four. In which month do Russians celebrate the October Revolution?
Well, naturally, I would say October, but obviously that's wrong.
You'd be right with that. You'd be right that you're wrong. It's November. The Russian calendar was 13 days behind ours.
Wow.
I never knew that.
Okay.
Five. What is a camel's hairbrush made of?
Well, again, camel's hair would be the normal response, but
no,
obviously not.
This one's very odd. I've never heard of this. Squirrel fur.
Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. I know.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. Okay, number six.
Really, PJ?
The Canary Islands in the Pacific are named after what animal?
It's not canaries, obviously.
No, it's not.
What?
The Latin name was Insularia Canaria, which is actually Island of the Dogs.
Gosh,
Mary Island, which I think is a prettier name than the Dog Island.
This may be coming from UNC. Somebody's doing some research or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Number 7. What was King George VI's first name?
George.
Albert. When he came to the throne in 1936, he respected the wish of Queen Victoria that no future king should ever be called Albert. Because, you know, it's not a very kingly name, I guess.
Really?
Albert. King wow. Albert. Doesn't have a good ring to it.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, 3 more. What color is a purple finch?
Purple.
Crimson. 9. Okay. Where are Chinese gooseberries from?
Well, naturally, I would think China, right. But no, apparently not.
New Zealand.
And they're called Chinese gooseberries.
Yes.
Who knows why?
Finally, kind of rounding back around, how long did the 30 Years' Wars last?
Well, it wasn't 30 years. I think I can say that safely.
A little bit tricky. 30 years, of course, from 1618 to 1648. The only one that actually makes any sense.
Wow.
So why did you just completely confuse any notion you had of knowing anything?
Well, I don't think I passed the audition.
Thanks, May. Thanks, May, for throwing us all off with that one.
Really.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance BMW 150. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. Never before have we sold 150 BMWs in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Lease the 2013 BMW 320i for $319 per month. That's luxury and ultimate driving for $319 per month, delivered with the performance promise. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. We sell 150 BMWs this month. Every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington, and the use of a BMW to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance BMW 150, your opportunity to win.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3687 due at signing. Includes $500 loyalty cash and excludes tax tag and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of 36875 and selling price of 34250. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off, $20 for admission to their food truck rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Riding Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag, and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carmel Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
One more quick look at weather before we send you to CBS News at the top of the hour. 72 degrees right now and mostly cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro, raining lightly throughout most of those three towns. It is going to be raining lightly off and on throughout the day. 70% chance of rain today with highs in the lower 80s. Some thunder showers possible later this morning and into the afternoon, so be on the watch for that. Overnight lows tonight down around 70 with a 50% chance of rain, gradually diminishing after midnight. And then tomorrow and Friday, a couple of decent days, 30 to 40% chance of late afternoon rain, but otherwise nice, partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s. Beautiful weekend in store.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship.